Are any of you feeling a little pruned lately? I admit I am. And I really bet you are too. We have one of the most beautiful and inspiring churches in the whole diocese. And there is a lot of love all around us. But still, the closer I get to my official retirement date, the more things seem to just disappear. It's very unnerving, but my life seems to be getting more weeded out, less cluttered, and strangely empty. I used to think that the gospel passage for today was all about judgment and terrible punishment. You know, if you aren't a good branch, then God is going to chop you off and burn you in the fire of eternal damnation. If you aren't fruitful and you don't multiply, then you are in deep, deep trouble. When I was a little girl, I thought having any part of me trimmed, like my hair, for instance, was super scary and would surely hurt a lot. And then one day, my mom, who usually kept my blonde hair in Shirley Temple finger curls, really, I think it was because my grandmother thought that it was the thing to do. She made a little mistake. We were in the backyard. I had the tea towel wrapped around my shoulders, and she was trimming my hair, which was a lot like going to the dentist for me, but anyway. And at the same time, she was using some thinning shears to keep my head from just exploding. She accidentally pulled scissors out of her apron pocket instead of the thinning shears, and she chopped off an entire curl. Well, it was a catastrophe. My mother shrieked and cried, and so of course I yelled and carried on too. I don't exactly remember how it all got resolved. Maybe she sort of blended it in or something, I don't know, so that it didn't show too much. But I do remember staring down at a perfectly beautiful little curl with a blue ribbon tied around it in a box and having it put away for posterity or something, I suppose. I think that was the first time, though, that I never really realized that it didn't hurt to get your hair cut. But the gospel theme isn't hair, it's horticulture. So I almost called Debbie and Steve today to tell them that they had to preach. And then I did scare half of the life out of Peg Romanelli because I told her she needed to come preach just because she posted on Facebook that she'd been pruning her roses. I don't know anything about plants. But they have certainly always been an ongoing issue in our house. David has never seen a fallen leaf or a dead stick that he couldn't somehow magically bring to life and get it to grow. And we have lots of plants that grow with abandon all over our house. I'm the one that notices when they get stringy. In my uninformed opinion, I think that they need to be pinched back every now and then to make them look prettier. But David thinks it might hurt them. But I don't think that God is thinking of pruning this vine because he wants to punish the parts that aren't producing or the ones that are stringy. I think God wants to cut out the parts that have been damaged by weather or animals or disasters And God knows the things that don't look right when they're left in a damaged state. For example, one of my neighbors has a tree that has a low branch that was broken off in a storm. He cleaned up all of the parts that were no longer attached to the tree, stacked them up and burned them. But the broken branch sticks out about 3 feet from the ground, like some scary, evil sword in Harry Potter, with multiple points, like just waiting for an unsuspecting grandchild to run into it full force. He didn't make a clean cut. He just left it wicked and pointy looking. Who does that? Would I do that? I don't think so. I now sort of avert my eyes when I go by, rather than worrying about anonymous grandchildren. Another neighbor has a perfectly good tree with 4 main trunks. They're healthy and they seem strong. But he's already chopped off 2 of the trunks, maybe a few feet from the main trunk, and at times he seems to put strange decorations on them. I don't know what he's doing, but there is obviously some more cutting to be done. It's a little like watching a slow motion death by chainsaw. Well, I guess we're into it too at my house. We had a giant lilac bush that had been there since the house was built. It was actually a danger for anyone trying to back out of the drive. So we had it cut down to the dirt. We were ruthless. Just cut it off. And guess what? This year we have dozens of little lilac bush shoots popping up where before we only had 1 lilac bush. So as little as I know about plants, I know that this gospel isn't about judgment and punishment. This is about how God tends us and helps us to grow in abundance. Look, my hair has grown back. Not curls, but it doesn't take nearly as much time to fix it as it used to take those silly finger curls. The plants in our house are going to be just fine. The lilacs are probably going to survive us all. And while I'm a little bit sad right now, Grace is going to thrive and everything is going to be just fine here. All of that is true because we abide in God and He abides in us. I bet that every single one of you is suffering through some situation that feels like your life is getting chopped off a little bit at a time. Whatever the reason, change can seem like nothing is going to ever be the same. Nothing is ever going to be right again. But if we're mindful and we pay attention, sometimes letting go is the most right thing that we can do. Just try to remember that proper pruning is a good and necessary thing, a thing of love. It might seem overwhelming and even scary if it's happening to you. But sometimes pruning can unexpectedly generate wonderful things. If you need encouragement, just ask Steve and Debbie and Herberto and Peg Romanelli. And while I admit I'm feeling a little bit pruned, as things slowly disappear from my office and make their way to my house, I think we're all going to ultimately be better than ever. Because we do abide in God, and he abides in us. And you know what? I think that's worth the momentary pinch of the Master Gardener. Amen.